Well, most of the problems occur when employees' retirement packages are sort of incomplete. What I advise employees, retiring employees, to make sure of is at least 4 to 6 months before they retire, they check their personnel files to make sure that everything in that file is complete, so that once it gets to OPM's retirement office for processing, it'll take OPM less time to get it processed, in the sense that if something's missing, OPM's going to have to do some of what's called adjudication to get things worked out. This is the basic problem. I mean, let me give you an example. Probably one of the biggest areas where employees who are retiring end up having their application delayed is that they owe a deposit or a redeposit, and they have not made that deposit, or they think they made a deposit, but OPM did not receive their money. This can cause some delays. That being said, the OPM is just overwhelmed right now with the number of applications because, let's face it, a lot of employees are retiring now between eligibility to retire under a regular retirement as well as early retirements. Many agencies are offering early retirements, such as the Postal Service. The list goes on, and this has overwhelmed OPM's retirement office, who is, you know, even though they hired some more people, it's still taking them longer than normal to get the applications processed. I advise employees who plan to retire within the next 6 months to a year to be prepared to not get their first full annuity check until at least 3 to maybe 3 months to a year. They will be getting annuity checks, and their annuity, they call them interim annuity checks, and that first check will be 1 to 2 months after they retire, and those checks have averaged about 80 to 90% of what they're expected to receive, and once OPM's retirement office catches up, they'll get their full annuity checks, and whatever they didn't receive with those interim checks, OPM will pay them the difference and add it to their existing checks.
What, if anything, is there that can speed the process up?
Well, again, as I mentioned, having a complete retirement package, make sure everything is there, it's supposed to be there. And, of course, if OPM is hiring more people and they get these people on board in terms of, you know, being fully efficient, because it takes a while for new hired retirement application employees, the ones who are processing these applications, to come up to speed, I think the process will be expedited. But in the meantime, I'm just mentioning the retiring employees. Make sure you have some extra money set aside because you're not going to have a full annuity check for anywhere from 6 months to a year.
Ed Zirndorfer, registered employee benefit consultant. So let me ask you this. If you put in your retirement application February 1st,
yes,
and I put mine in February 15th, and mine is incomplete, there's paperwork missing, and that gets stuck or it gets shunted to the side for adjudication, yours, if it's complete, then would keep going. So you might get your full annuity before I do.
Well, I can speak for my own self. Now, I retired from the federal government 6 years ago, and I retired on January 31st of that year, and I got my first full annuity check in May. My package was complete, and back in those days, obviously, we weren't as many people retiring. But I was a little surprised it came that soon. Now I'm talking to employees. They're talking about, even with complete packages, as much as 6 months. So if my package was complete, I retired February 1st, I would expect my first full annuity check by August 1st. If you retire February 15th, and your agency sends in your retirement application, it may take you may get your first full annuity check anywhere between November and next February.
But if you are complete and there's no adjudication required, it's going to go faster than people that are not complete.
That's right. That's right. That's the key. I advise employees, first of all, don't walk into your agency on January 31st and say, I'm going to retire tomorrow morning on February 1st. That's not going to work, because it's going to take the agency at least 1 to 2 months to get your application processed. You fill out your application form about 3 months before you intend to retire. But even before that, probably about 4 to 6 months, you announce to your agency you're going to retire, set a date, request a final annuity estimate for the date that you intend to retire. talk to your retirement specialist, and then about when you turn in your application form about 3 months before you intend to retire, make sure your time and attendance clerk is aware of your retirement date. And also about two to three months before you turn in your application form, make final decisions about paying deposits, redeposits, and military deposits, and at that time make sure they're paid in full. Okay, this is what I mean by having a complete package. And also, if you're going to retire within the next 6 months, make sure you have enough money set aside, knowing that you're not going to get a full annuity check. Now, what do I mean by having enough money set aside? One of the things that federal employees do receive when they retire is that any unused annual leave they have will be paid to them in a lump sum payment, and they'll receive that lump sum payment within 30 days after they retire, so they could use that money to pay their bills while they're not getting a full annuity check. I've talked to some fellow seminar speakers, and some seminar speakers are mentioning that maybe when you're about to retire, if you know you're going to be you're going to have a cash flow problem before you get your first full annuity check, maybe take out a home equity loan, like a bridge loan, just in case you have some unexpected expenses. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I think individuals in general should have in just 3 to 6 months of their average monthly expenses set aside in a liquid account in case they run into some emergency. And I would consider this to be somewhat of an emergency.